Alive, alive, oh, alive, oh, alive, oh, yeah. There's a butte. Yeah, this'll burn bright to a crisp. Well, this'll burn too. No, little one, you won't burn, no. I wouldn't do that, I promise. I won't do that. That's just it, though. I can't. It won't get me. I can't take it. Everything else, but not it. Well, let's go. More kindling together. Oh. Hold on. Oh, yonder glorious morn, glorious morn now.
The Sci-Fi Channel proudly presents Tripping Astral, an illustrated radio adventure where you, dear listener, are required to donate a piece of your mind. Welcome to the Theater of the Imagination.
I think perhaps I'm hallucinating. The Brooklyn Bridge is floating out to sea, the waves tossing it up and down like a dinghy. It's sinking. It's gone. I hope I'm hallucinating. Hello? Perhaps a transporter malfunctioned. I mean, that's it. Perhaps the frequencies weren't in sync. Or perhaps I'm... No, I think I'm alive. I'm pretty sure of that. Perhaps it's a normal effect of the beaming process. Yeah, that's it. See, the brain scrambled, you know, but... But where the hell am I? Not on the moon, that much is clear. I seem to be standing on a sand dune. It feels like sand. I mean, there's an immense ocean stretching out to my right, and a dense jungle, a tropical rainforest to my left. There's a giant structure miles down the beach. A city? An alien city? It looks like this structure is being built on Mars. And now, there's an old man. Buck naked, as hairy as Santa Claus, but half as thin, wielding a machete, carrying an armful of firewood and singing, "Oh Holy Night." He's walking at me, straight at me. He doesn't see me. Hey, you! Mister! Hey, mister! Wait! Don't go! Please, wait up! What is this place? Now he's gone. He's back. He's picking up the wood he dropped. Here, let me help you.
No, leave me alone, no more.
Who are you? Are you here?
Yeah, you'll find me, leave me. You, because of you, you've done it.
What? What are you talking about? Who's going to find you?
Find me, or kill me, you've done it.
Who's going to kill you? There's no one around for miles, look.
You've done it. Oh, that's a good one, know it?
What?
You have. You've done it. You didn't think you would, but you did. You've done it. Oh, gotta go.
Wait, mister, listen to me.
Gotta go. No time. I'm late.
Who are you? Listen, where am I? What is this place?
Question. Questions are a burden to others.
Are there other people around? Is there anyone else?
Me and me. Well, I'm St. Scarab here. I didn't forget. You okay? Gotta go. Bye-bye, Jack.
Who?
What?
Gotta go. Bye-bye, Jack. That's what you said.
I did. Sorry. Didn't mean to.
I'm Jack.
Of course you are.
I am.
You're Jack.
Who are you?
What the hell is...
Jack's back. Well, time passes. Back, 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 back.
Shut up. Shut up. You know me?
No.
Then why did you
say... Gotta go, gotta burn.
Burn what? Why are you
gotta
naked?
Gotta burn.
I decided to let him go, but follow him. I didn't have much else to do. I was alone on an alien planet. How strange that sounds. I was stranded far from Earth, and Anne and Caroline. How far, I hadn't a clue. And so this naked and insane man, this babbling, bumbling man, was it. The only semi-intelligent life form around. I stayed about 20 to 30 feet behind him. Kept looking back, walking faster, trying his best to run. Occasionally he'd shout back something profound like,
"It's a fine day!"
Or,
"Burn, baby, burn!"
But mostly, he just scuttled on. And so it went for quite a long time. Well, 10 to 15 minutes, I suppose. At least he'd stop saying...
Earthquake!
What? Where?
Get out! Hold on to something!
Oh, God. The gravity. I can't walk. I barely lift my legs. It's sucking me down.
Where is he? You see him? He was just here.
What's that? Hello? Who's there? Is someone there?
How can he just... You. Yeah, you. You see him? No! Let go of me!
Where am I? What's going on?
He's 6'1", 180 pounds.
What's happening? Hello?
He's got light brown hair, green eyes.
It's over. Everything seems fine. The old man's up ahead on the ground. He's wrapped himself around the trunk of a tree. I catch up to him. What was that?
Earthquake.
No, I don't think so.
Earthquake happens all the time.
For 30 seconds? Plus the gravity change? Uh-uh. And the voices?
I heard voices.
You heard them too. Something about a missing person, someone had disappeared.
I didn't hear no voices. I haven't heard a voice in 40 years.
Not quite voices.
Except yours.
It was like there were voices, but not. It was like I was there, but I'm not sure where.
I heard your voice.
It felt like New York.
You're a voice.
I was still here. I was on the beach. I mean, I could see the beach, but I was there too. And there were lots of people. I could hear lots of people.
Just voices.
No, it was different than that.
I gotta go.
How can you explain?
I can't. Okay.
You're lucid.
Can be, sometimes. Maybe.
I'm Jack Torn. I'm from the planet Earth.
But of course.
Where are you from?
Here.
You can't be. You speak English. You look human. And where's here?
Always been here.
Are you from Mars? Were you on Mars? What?
It sounds... No.
Were you on Ebril when it was
attacked? No.
You must have been.
I was here.
You must have come through the same transport.
No, I did not. I didn't...
How did you get here?
Always been here.
You haven't
always... Always will. Not true. That's not true. Till tonight, I escape. Gotta go. Gotta burn.
Escape? How? You know a way back?
Out. Here, take this. It's okay, little one.
What is it? A beetle?
She's a guardian angel. Talk to her.
Right.
She'll protect you. She'll keep you from the aliens.
I'm supposed to wear this? Bug?
Goodbye, little one. Goodbye, Jack.
Wait. Hang on. Talk to me. What's your name? Where are you going? How are you going to escape? Please don't go. What? What is it? Your old man's gone. Great. Now I'm talking to a bug. I apologize. A guardian bug.
Aliens! Come on! Follow me!
Where? I don't see them!
Jesus!
Trust me, they're behind you.
There's nothing.
Run! Come on! Follow me!
He's seeing things. I'm talking to a beetle.
Shh! Listen. Use your ears.
But I have protection. Right, O little one?
Not against one of their attack vehicles. Christ! The sound only scrambles the beings themselves, not the robots.
Oh.
Listen.
I hear it. Jesus, it's so far off.
It won't be. Let's go. Little time.
So we ran, but the old man struggled. I couldn't do enough. I couldn't. There was nothing I could do. The old man stumbled and fell. I helped him up, but he stumbled and fell again and again. And soon the attack vehicle, some sort of nightmarish orb with spider-like arms, appeared behind us. A mile behind us, but accelerating. Floating in air, accelerating out over the water. Swooping in closer, closer. 100, 75, 50 yards back.
Watch out! Zigzag! Keep moving!
We're not gonna make it!
We have to get to the cave! It's our only chance!
Where? What cave?
Over ahead there! It's where I'm from! We'll be safe there!
No! Get up! Don't do this to me! Please get up! I picked him up and got him into the mouth of the cave. The orb passed by. Left us alone. At least for a bit.
I'm shot.
It's not bad. It doesn't look bad.
It is. I can't breathe.
You're gonna be okay.
You're right.
You'll be fine.
I'll be dead.
You won't.
I want you to do something for me.
Anything.
I want you to burn me.
What? You're not gonna die.
I don't want him to get my body, okay? I want it to burn. Okay?
You're not going to die.
To ashes, okay? Jack.
Yes, I'm right here.
I failed. You can't.
What are you
talking? Listen to me, please. Just listen. I'm not a lunatic. It's the end. It's going to happen. It's time. You're the only hope, okay? I failed. You can't. You must let go of everything you know and everything you think you know. You must. You must let go of your perceptions. Don't trust your senses. You must let go. It's your only chance. It's our only chance.
I don't understand. I don't get it. The only hope for what?
Perhaps it's bound to happen. Perhaps you can't stop it.
Stop what?
The end! The apocalypse! Doomsday!
Earth? What's going to happen? What are the aliens doing? What can I do?
Perhaps nothing.
How can I get back to Earth?
Don't leave me.
I'm not. I'm right here.
Jack! Don't leave me behind!
I won't.
Jack.
What is it?
I remember Jack.
I'm Jack. Do you know me?
There's another name, too.
What name?
Mark. Mark. Does it sound familiar?
Mark. Mark Gatz? It can't be. No. You can't. Mark? 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 No.